most busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting responsible marijuana smokers in America. And to learn what you can do to help, please contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORMAL.
The show was long and we were just sitting there, and we'd come to play and not just for the ride.
Distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Welcome to the most popular audio podcast regarding marijuana in all of America and all the world, featuring interviews with scientists, politicians, doctors, prohibition policy activists, regular cannabis consumers, musicians, and Normal staff and Normal's board of directors, along with music and comedy no other podcast can offer. You can always find out more about the show at our website, normalaudiostash.com. We're ending marijuana prohibition with education, one listener at a time. Welcome back here to the Audio Stash today. It's Thursday, December 6th. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Take a moment to join us here at Normal. You can make a big difference this holiday season by making your donation or joining Normal right now at norml.org. Help us end marijuana prohibition in America. We have a great show for you here today, folks. First, we're going to start out with some important news that's included in the Normal News Weekly press release this week. Report says that the drug war disproportionately targets blacks in 97% of large counties around the country. That full story coming up here in just a moment in our daily news. Also today, we get a chance to sit down for an extended conversation with California Normal Coordinator Dale Garinger. We're going to discuss the Camp Marijuana Eradication Program out there, which posted record marijuana seizures of outdoor plants this year. We'll also talk about the federal raids, and we also get a moment to check in with Dale about Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger out there. Of course, last month, the governor was quoted in a British magazine as saying he didn't believe marijuana was a drug. He said it was just a leaf. All that here today with California Normal's Dale Garinger in our extended conversation. Also today, a little bit of music for you. Tomorrow, we're going to have a lot of great music for the holiday season here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash. Make sure you get your free stash every day here. Tell all your friends as they get their new iPods for Hanukkah and Christmas out there. Make sure you spread the word about Normal's Daily Audio Stash. Let's get to our important daily news today. You can download the Normal News Weekly Press Release as an audio podcast as well. You can find that online at normal.org/podcast. Let's get to our news. Our news today from Washington, D.C. Report, drug war disproportionately targets blacks in 97% of large counties. A new report released Tuesday by the Justice Policy Institute states that 193 out of 198 counties studied imprison African Americans at markedly higher rates for drug offenses. The report found that African Americans are 10 times more likely to be imprisoned for a drug offense, despite the fact that whites and African Americans use and sell drugs at comparable rates. In addition, the report found no correlation between the rate at which people are sent to prison and the rate at which drugs are used in a given county. Instead, high county drug prison admission rates were associated with the size of county police and judiciary budgets. The proportion of the county's population that is African American and higher poverty and unemployment levels. In 2002, over half of the 175,000 persons admitted to prison for drug offenses nationwide were African American, according to the report. African Americans make up less than 13% of the U.S. population. The authors cite differences in availability of drug treatment for African Americans compared to whites, mandatory minimum sentencing laws, and disparate treatment by police and the courts as factors contributing to the racial disparities in drug imprisonment rates. In response to their findings, the authors call for a de-escalation of the drug war, a comprehensive policy review, and reform of current drug law enforcement practices that are focused in the African American community. They also urge increased funding in public services to help curb drug addiction. Quote, rather than focus law enforcement efforts on drug-involved people who bear little threat to public safety, we should free up local resources to fund treatment, job training, supportive housing, and other effective public safety strategies, close quote, stated JPI Executive Director Jason Zeidenberg. For more information, please contact Alan St. Pierre, Normal's Executive Director, at director@normal.org or area code 202-483-5500. Full text of the report, The Vortex, The Concentrated Racial Impact of Drug Imprisonment, and the Characteristics of Punitive Counties, is available online at justicepolicy.org. That story from the Weekly Normal News press release, and that goes out to the media and the public. You can subscribe to the Normal Easy News. Make sure to subscribe to the Normal News weekly press release. You can get it in text via email and also an audio podcast right up online at normal.org/podcast. Next up today, we're going to check in with the coordinator of California Normal, Dale Gehringer, and find out about all the happenings out there. Dale, welcome back here to the program today.
Good morning, Chris.
Great to speak with you again, Dale. As always, lots of activity around California. Recently, the Camp Marijuana Eradication Program posted a record total of plants seized. And while many eradication programs around the country net a lot of feral hemp or ditchweed, that's not really the case there in California.
No, that's not the case in California. We don't have ditchweed here. It's all being cultivated, I believe, for the marijuana market. And it's an astonishingly high crop eradication this year, 2.9 million plants. And that beats last year's record of 1.6 million. And let me tell you, for 20 years, or the first 20 years of the program, they rarely got more than 400,000 plants. So this is just far above any levels anyone has seen before. And word is there's a bumper crop out there, actually. Prices have gone down.
And is there some outrage at the camp seizures there?
There is rejoicing that so much crop has been planted. Because I don't think they're any more efficient this year than they have been in past years. So you can just assume that the larger seizures represent a larger crop.
Now, there's a lot of cultivation in the Emerald Triangle area of California. Were there many camp seizures there?
Well, a lot. The Emerald Triangle has had a decreasing role in recent years. I haven't checked this year's exact totals, but some of the Emerald, I don't know whether it even accounts for half of the crop. I doubt it.
And Dale, this week we spoke with James and Lisa Masters in Colorado, who received their medical marijuana back from police in Fort Collins. And in Garden Grove, California, a medical marijuana patient received cannabis back from police as well. So, you know, how common is that in California to have marijuana returned?
Well, this has been ongoing since Prop 215 was passed. In fact, in the first month or two after 215 passed, there was a case in which a court ordered the return of marijuana to a patient from whom it had been wrongfully seized. However, for 10 long years, it's been batted around in the courts, and in some jurisdictions in California, police have, courts have been reluctant to order the return, and police have been reluctant to follow it. And so this was the first attempt by an appellate court to really resolve the legality of these court-ordered returns of medical marijuana, and the court came down very strongly on our side. On every single issue, the court came down on our side, as it properly should have.
And do you think having to return marijuana, that sent any particular message to police and law enforcement about medical possession?
I don't know that it is. No. What sends a stronger message, I think, is when they get sued and lose, which happens extremely rarely. Maybe we'll see some more success on that front. Police, often don't know the law at all, let alone the latest appellate court decisions.
Let me ask, Dale, now that Prop 215 has been around for about 11 years, is there, a formal training program for police in California, or do officers and prosecutors still learn by trial and error here?
It works differently in different counties. It depends on how the sheriff feels about it. I mean, we still get every day reports from cops in some counties saying, oh, that law doesn't apply here, or something like that.
And the California Assembly has had some interesting activity. You participated in some of this as well.
There have been a couple of hearings recently. There was a hearing on a prospective bill for next session, a zero-tolerance driving under the influence of drugs bills that would basically mandate that anybody with any trace of certain illegal drugs in their system would automatically be considered under the influence. And marijuana was not one of the drugs in the bill. It actually mentioned cocaine and methamphetamine and PCP and one of the other hard drugs, heroin. But the author had at one point proposed including marijuana in an earlier version of the bill, and that idea was still up there. So we just went there to oppose the general principle of zero tolerance driving under the influence legislation. And Paul Armentano presented excellent testimony there. He was basically, we were the only people to bring any scientific studies at all on this particular issue. And the hearing was basically a show-and-tell session for law enforcement. It was pretty chilling. All the law enforcement people came in, and they pretty much agreed, first of all, that, it was impossible to really determine whether a person was impaired by looking at the level of drugs in their system, and that therefore let's forget entirely about this whole impairment thing, and let's just set a zero tolerance standard. That was the mentality there. We were the only people with any scientific evidence, and Paul had a whole stack of it, arguing specifically with regards to marijuana that there's all sorts of evidence that zero tolerance is a wrong standard because small amounts of marijuana are perfectly compatible with safe driving. So the issue is going to be fought out in the legislature, but I'm pretty confident that marijuana, even if the bill gets anywhere, and I'm not sure it will, that marijuana will never be taken into it.
Also, Dale, there's been this patchwork of city and county ordinances in California, some banning medical marijuana facilities from operating, and others decriminalizing cannabis or making it the lowest law enforcement priority. Is the fact that there's this patchwork around the state compelling a state legislative response here at some point?
No. No, there is zero chance of any statewide decriminalization any time in the next couple years, anyhow. I think there's sort of a resignation out here that not much more can be done without some changes in federal law in general, and there is a complete lack of interest in the legislature, or in most legislatures in the U.S., actually, to consider any kind of bill that would decrease penalties for anything. It's just considered politically undoable. I can't think of a single bill that has to reduce drug penalties or anything else that has a prayer in the current legislative climate.
And Dale, we covered the cannabis industry training here last week from Oaksterdam University, and the cannabis industry in California certainly is a growing one. Could the cannabis industry somehow become a powerful financial lobby one day for reform, for federal reform?
No, as the answer to that. They're not that organized. Most of the dispensaries are looking more towards their short-term survival than any long-term organization. There have been multiple attempts to organize dispensaries more effectively. Many different organizations have tried to do that over the years, and they've gotten nowhere. And there's a whole problem about, you know, any organization that's based on money from dispensaries is vulnerable to, you know, problems with campaign financing and things like financing in general. And so that inhibits action also. So no, the medical marijuana, the industry doesn't have any lobby at all worth mentioning. The patients have still are pretty influential in many areas. You know, there are lots of patients groups and, you know, groups affiliated with ASA, groups affiliated with Normal that are in close contact with local politicians. We have responsive politicians in many areas, but the industry itself is still considered federally illegal, so it's very hard to use its funds.
Yeah, are you surprised the cannabis industry there isn't organized under one big umbrella?
No, it's very hard to organize an industry. You know, there's always lots of outliers. There's people who want to go their own way. You know, unless you have the law to force people into something together, usually people go their own way.
We're with Dale Garinger, the coordinator of California Normal. Also, Dale, recently your governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, said to a UK magazine that marijuana wasn't a drug, it was a leaf. So what's your take on this relationship between Governor Arnold and cannabis?
Well, I think personally Schwarzenegger has no problem with cannabis, but the fact is that politically an important base of his support is law enforcement. The California Narcotics Officers Association supported him in his campaign for election in the first place and have pretty much had veto power over anything he does. We've seen that repeatedly. So, you know, I think it's going to be very hard to get any sort of progressive legislation through Arnold Schwarzenegger simply because he's beholden to the Republican law enforcement establishment, which is very powerful in Republican Party politics here. Goes back to Governor Pete Wilson, who is one of his close law advisors. And, you know, if law enforcement tells him they can't work with a bill, then he's going to veto it.
And, you know, seeing this interesting position from Governor Schwarzenegger and also politicians like Ron Paul or even Tom Tancredo, Dale, could Republicans be a new base of support for cannabis reform?
Well, they're not becoming a base of support, but I would say they're split on it, sort of the way they are on the Iraq War, actually. And while for the past, 20 years, it's been a matter of orthodoxy in the Republican Party to be firmly anti-drugs, I mean, following Nancy Reagan and so forth, I think that that is fading as a key plank of right-wing Republican politics, and I think we will see it increasingly fall by the wayside.
Also, California will, of course, be very important in the presidential primaries this season. You know, Dale, how much do you think the candidates will have to address marijuana or medical marijuana when they're campaigning there?
I wish it were a bigger one than it is. It's been very small so far. As you've noticed, it hasn't come up in any of the presidential debates. There was one cannabis issue. It was not a medical cannabis issue in the Democratic debate a while ago. But medical marijuana hasn't come up at all. It wasn't on the YouTube debate at the Republican convention that we just saw. And I was looking at the proposed schedule of presidential debates after the nominations. So there's going to be four debates, three presidential debates, and a vice presidential debate. Not one of them is in a medical marijuana state. So we might have a problem getting heard. I have not seen such low interest in the drug reform issue since I've been involved in Normal, to tell you the truth. Out here, at least, it's just nobody's talking about it. Whereas, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, everybody had a position about it. No one talks about it now.
Also, I have to ask, many around the country see the reforms in California and the current state of medical marijuana there and look at it with some envy, wondering why, you know, California isn't the one winning national reform. But, you know, Dale, I know it's not easy there right now either.
Things are, we're in a state of siege now, all right? There's an all-out, there is a major assault going on California's medical cannabis clubs by the DEA. They've closed down, you know, the city of Bakersfield. They've almost closed the city of Santa Barbara. They closed the city of San Mateo. Whole areas that had medical cannabis facilities have seen the service disappear under a series of raids that's been going on in the last year. I see no reason to expect that those raids are going to let up. And California has taken the law as far as it can go. We have the most liberal law in the country, and we are depending on the rest of the country to catch up. We really cannot take the law any further without some changes at the federal level, and that requires the rest of the country to go along. So the rest of the country should not look to California for further change in the law. The rest of the country should start catching up so that we can, you know, advance on a national level.
Righto. And regarding those federal raids, Dale, you know, many, as we've seen, there are no arrests, but the medicine and money are taken. You know, can you tell us, do the facilities come back after the raids, or do they close?
Most of the raids, where there's no arrest, it's most common for the facilities to come back. If there are an arrest or if there are charges, the facility usually doesn't come back. Or if the raid has to do with is associated with a landlord eviction or an action by local city police which want to close the place, that will also be effective. But most of the raids actually have not fallen into that category, and most of the places that have been raided in the past year, I think they've had 50 raids, most of those places are still in operation, strangely enough, although there's every reason to expect that the DEA could return a second time and arrest people.
And in regards to the federal raids, you know, have more facilities been opening up on the delivery model without a storefront facility per se?
There's some of that going on, yes. But, you know, this outdoor crop, it's not clear how much that's influencing the medical cannabis market. I'm not sure to what extent any of that's medical. Most of the medical marijuana is indoors these days because you get better control over the quality of your product that way. And there, you know, outdoor is, in, I would say, is sort of second choice for lots of dispensaries. So you know, maybe the plentitude of it is going to encourage its availability, but I think most of the outdoor was destined for the non-medical market, or maybe for export from California, too.
Oh, very interesting. Well, Dale, this has been a great conversation here today. I really appreciate you joining us regularly here on the Audio Stash to discuss all the activity happening there in California. Thank you again.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thanks again. Dale Gerringer is the coordinator of California Normal, and he joins us here on the Audio Stash frequently to discuss all the happenings there in the active state of California. Stay tuned. We got some music coming up for you next. Have you ever wondered what Amsterdam is all about? Don't just read about the culture that has accepted cannabis. Experience it firsthand with CS Travel's Sensible Amsterdam Tour with Normal. Travel to one of Europe's most beautiful cities this January for an educational and recreational visit to a city that regulates cannabis like alcohol. CS Travel has arranged an exclusive visit for reform-minded Americans that includes a private tour of some of Amsterdam's most renowned coffee shops, educational seminars with coffee shop proprietors, local law enforcement, members of the Cannabis Retailers Association, and Normal staff. Entertainment includes a special evening at the Boom Chicago Comedy Club, canal tours, visits to the city's many museums, including the world-famous Van Gogh Museum. Don't just wonder about Amsterdam, experience the beauty and freedom of this unique city firsthand with CS Travel and Normal Sensible Amsterdam Tour. Pricing information is available online at coffeeshoptravel.com. That's coffeeshoptravel.com. Or call toll-free at 800-816-1846. That's 800-816-1846. Be a sensible American. Visit Amsterdam with CS Travel and Normal this January. Call 1-800-816-1846 right now to book your trip. More information is available at normal.org. We got some music today for you from podshow.com, the music section of podshow.com, and the Independent Online Distribution Alliance. Links to everyone we play today right up on our website at normalaudiostash.com. Stay tuned today and tomorrow for special holiday music segments right here on the Audio Stash, your free stash. Make sure you tune in every day.
Stoned is what I am, high is what I get. Walk through each day with no time for regret. A past that we can't change, so rest brains. If you don't like to rearrange, new pages up to you. Your days are what you choose. I ratchet and cruise, smoking greens to ease the blues. Fuck snooze, it's an electric noose. I connect things to use, asking why I went confused. Why the street guys my shoes was to lose. I mentally run like many motions of movement, and still I physically stand still. The theories of terminology of reality will concept shell, spill, shatter, make it flow. All matters are atoms to the accumulation of overload. The exact precision estimated for those level foes. With no freestyle flows and my known knowledge of wisdom given to grow. If product equals cash, my conduct is an ad. Like threads in a mag, fuck your fads. Fashion's like religion, they both cost a must to stay in touch. Pay for acceptance, pray for connections. The only difference is an R for red like bloodshed. Or are you awake, or are you asleep? Targeted like sheep, marketing will cheat to make you scream. Nothing's what it seems.
Let our rhymes of inside ignite any spark inside. Separate, debate, divide like darkness and night and daylight. Make it clear the signal here. Intellect divine, let it shine bright and steer fear completely in the right direction. Decisions like intersections, contraceptive and cross thoughts and coordinates with acceptance.
I close my eyes to hear truth. What's proof and how much is enough? I'm but only one thought. Slowly to the top, I will rise. While how is compromised? My demise will be patience. Let eyes help me tame it. Fuck claiming. Actions are a statement. Underrated for most speeches outdated. Perfection's what I'm not. Still I talk before I walk. Though I'll stop with practice. Progression's why I thrive. For every lesson equals my life.
My palms sound like trumpets endorsed by love. Proving to break negligence and reminiscing. Ponders and thoughts, the points of views. Rhymes designed to sufficiently supply minds like you. The most stand confused.
use tactics with rhythmic abuse, where technicalities used to prove and deduce supplemental replacement of sensations of new, which is tasting what we already knew. F-U-S-S. Forever we're lost in this. We're forever unsigned. Forever under the sun. We're forever utilizing science. For everyone. Everyone. We still to keep walking. Still to keep F and you as asked. Same questions. Reluctant upon their own youthful minds. Let them abuse the times.
What's up, guys? This is Miss High Times 2007, and you're chilling with us here at the Normal Podcast.
Man is born. Man lives, man dies, and it's all vanity. And that's about the way it is at the merry-go-round. You get on. Tried thrills. He said, I gave myself to enjoy pleasure. What are teenagers doing today? They're trying every thrill there is in the books. We got colored TV, but it still isn't satisfying. Born, man lives, man dies, and it's all vanity. You can't understand it, it's going so loud and so forth, and they're wiggling and wobbling around and everything else, and yet they're not satisfied, and these disc jockeys say, here is a tune that is different. Man is born. Man dies, and it's all vanity. You can't understand it, it's going so loud and so forth, and they're wiggling and wobbling around and everything else, and yet they're not satisfied, and these disc jockeys say, here is a tune that is different.
You're listening to Pod Safe Music on Normal's Daily Audio Stash.
Living on this starship is a constant holiday. Let's go have some fun this year, go somewhere new to play. Here on Mars. Oh, baby, let's be Christmas.
listening to Normal's Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Make sure you visit our website at normalaudiostash.com. That's normalaudiostash.com for more information about every day's show. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening today. See you at 4:20 tomorrow. Podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.